I would also like to speak to the joy of this gathering and transition us into closing. Even though we have about 8 periods of Zazen left in this Sesshin, till tomorrow's Sunday program, where Taizan Mark is on the hot seat for the Shuso ceremony. I want to express joy and gratitude to all of you who have participated here. And here on the home front, I'd like to express gratitude to Jen Homan. I hope you're there, Jen. I see your name is on the screen for taking care of us in so many ways. She's been our tenzo in this difficult time and has also been instrumental in helping develop how we execute this sesshin. She's worked diligently with the Jokoji Management Group to look at the rules of the local counties to see what is appropriate. And it's just been a huge, huge help, Jen, to set the foundation and nurture us through this week. So thank you so much. I want to also thank the different folks who have done the Han and the Doan here, John and Emmy and Jerome and Mike and Jen has been involved, and also Jerome for serving tea to us in the tea hut. We've had a very safe ceremonial tea with him in the tea hut, each of us here. And so thank you, Jiro, for that, and also for being doing the Han and the Doan outside. I want to thank Taizan and Jiro for being willing to be here and sit outside, and thank Michael and Jen and Emmy and Rain for joining in this outside sitting on our deck, where I think that's something that will happen in the future. I had never, we hadn't really done it before. We'd done outdoor nature sesshins, but sitting on the deck has been delightful. And so thank you all for the solidarity of outdoor sitting. It's been real lonely here in the Zendo. It's only one, two, or three of us here in the Zendo, and there are two, three, four, or five outside on the deck. So that's plus all of you. And I want to thank Chuck from Chicago and Tom from Milwaukee and Mahesh, I think from Mountain View. Aren't you from down the hill from us? And Mado from Pennsylvania and Paula from San Diego and Pamela from Los Olivos near Santa Barbara, John from Tucson, thank you for joining us for this sesshin. Michael Schnee, who's up in Medford, Oregon, and so everyone who's participated in our in these sits and these talks and the readings, very much appreciate it.
Nico.
And Nico, I know you don't like thanks very often, but thank you for all the work you do for making sure we're Johnny on the spot, that the website is taken care of, that the newsletter is taken care of, that people are promptly responded to when they reach out to Jokoji, and it's been just a huge assist to make this seamless. And you can see she's right here in the Zendo with us. So thank you, Nico.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Pardon me?
procedure, right? Made as a
yeah. So I want to thank all the speakers, Mike on Monday, who worked through the four holy truths, and he didn't like the word holy. With Paula on Tuesday, that was wonderful time to have you join us here in the Zendo again, chanting. Your energy was right here. Thank you, Paula. And we look forward to you occupying this space that you do so well.
Thank you, Doug, for all the changes and how well you read. Thank you for that, really, and this whole thing. In fact, since the other people aren't here necessarily because they're working or outside, I just hope you thank them with all my heart for everything they've done, because I know how much work that is.
Thank you. And then on Wednesday, we had Trout Black, who isn't here right now, but it was really nice to have him back, a really old Coben student. On Thursday, Chuck, a really fine talk. It was wonderful time. Friday with Carolyn, working again with perfecting practice? I think that was chapter 11. And then Mado today. And so what I'd like to do now is just open it up to each person to do as Mado suggests and talk about the joy. Maybe things that you want to say about how Sesshin was for you and how it is, how you feel. So thank you.
Well, firstly, I would like to thank Mado for bringing in the joy so strongly and so clearly. And this is the way the sesshins always end, I think, at least perhaps I've been fortunate, but I know many who have, who go through the pain and come to the other place. And also the four ennobling truths, that's the third truth, the end of suffering. That's the joy. That's where we are. So, and these being together, when we come together, we really, really remember that and take it into our bodies. Even through this medium, I feel. So to everyone again, and especially Doug and the Jikoji residents, all without enumerating them again, but I know how much they put together. And also I really, really appreciate their creativity in coming up with a new form, with an appropriate form for the moment and the time. Their courage embodying, showing us that form is emptiness and emptiness is form. There's always space for something else.
Well, I'm feeling pretty empty, but I have a full heart. I don't have a lot of words. It's been a really wonderful experience, and I'm really grateful. And I'm sorry that I'm going to leave it at that, but with mind and heart, I'm very thankful.
I approached this session not having any experience with this sutra, not ever even looked at it. And I felt that, Doug, I saw your thoughtfulness and your energy all over the way it was arranged. I felt like every day I got to open up a present wrapped in furoshiki. It was just beautiful. And then these incredible presenters would just, you know, help me open up all the presents inside. For me, it was a remarkable thing. And I know, Doug, if I say thank you to you, you're going to say, oh, there are a million other people involved. And there were. But I see your thoughtfulness about all over it. And so I want to embarrass you and say thank you, especially to you and to all the Jokoji peeps. I know, having been at Sashin there, I know how much you all put together. And Jen, thank you for taking care of them. And Nico, thank you for putting everything together that you do, and everybody, I won't name you all again. I also want to say that, I hope it's not presumptuous to say this, that I actually feel that I met my aunts and uncles and cousins and brothers and sisters in this Sashin. Something about this lineage, I feel so familial with all of you. And it was really a pleasure to see that, you know, my experience with Mike and Doug and Jokoji and really Koban's lineage, it's way bigger than my experience just there. And it's all over the place with you. And I feel very grateful to have, and very lucky to have been in the room with you. So thank you all. All of you are my teachers.
I feel kind of new to the, I am new to the Koban lineage. I've known Mike for a number of years because he used to come and visit us in the Chicago area. And there is a sadness, always a sadness at not having actually known Koban. But there is this, you know, from the way, I mean, when I first heard, I was at the Denkoe in 2016, and he was, you know, he was talked about a lot there. And it's been amazing for me, my sense of the embodiment that's carried on in this lineage. There's a spirit to it that I can feel. So it's like, I guess it's like being with him because he's, you know, the way you folks in this lineage are carrying it. I have deep gratitude for, you know, Jokoji and the folks there. It's a real thing I feel really strongly in the heart. It's, you know, sitting this week and sort of looking to my, you know, I've been sitting one way and looking to the right and looking into the Zendo. And then when the computer was taken out on the deck, all the sounds coming in, it was really wonderful. It was like I was, you know, the turkeys and the other birds and hearing them. I can almost smell the place. So I'll say in general, you know, and I don't want for this to be any lesser than all you folks at Jokoji. I really appreciate you. I always marvel when I'm around Doug, and I felt that I was around him this week. Even though we're a couple thousand miles apart, I could feel your energy, and it's inspiring. I hope you can take that in. It really is. It makes me smile. And last year's Denkawe, we were talking about the Jewel of Mira Samadhi, and I can't remember her name. She was actually ordained that week. She did a wonderful talk, looking at how the poem itself kept folding in and reflecting back. It was very nicely done. And that has stayed with me, because it's the sense that the Dharma does that. The Dharma reflects life, actually, because that's the way what life does. This folding, you know, I said several times, this gathering and folding in, but there's always this reflecting back, one thing reflecting, all this reflecting back and forth, you know, of, you know, the various aspects of the Dharma. And that was very alive this week. I really appreciate it. At first I thought, well, shouldn't we do the talks and then the discussion? But doing the discussion first really opened things up. It really, we got to, we got to be in it and simmer in it, if you will, for the rest of the day. That was really, I really appreciate that. And then the reflecting, you know, this, the Indra's net is not a static thing for me anymore. It's really alive. It's vibrant. It's pulsing, and it's energy and all this stuff, you know, happening. And so you feel the things shining. You feel them, and that was very alive with you all. Even though we're sitting here looking at our screens, There's this wonderful spirit among you all that you can feel. And so bringing that in, and I think, Mado, that's joy. That's really a wonderful joy there. That even when we sort of go into the suffering, that's always there. That's always there. So thank you all very much.
Nico, were you going to speak? Okay. Well, I didn't sit most of the session. I just sat in the mornings and at night because I was working. And I was fortunate to, starting from Chuck's talk and then Chuck's talk and Carolyn's talk and today Mado's talk, to hear this. There's a couple of things I don't want to take too long because I tend to talk long. First, I want to apologize it's sincere to Nico and to Michael for my emotional outburst about the monks that commit suicide. So I realized afterwards if I, you know, it's just part of my personality. You guys are dear to me and I didn't mean to offend you. The second thing is, when I think about joy in sessions, a lot of times it's about the funny things that happen that embarrass you or your friends. And then later on, years later, these are still my favorite memories. But I won't go through them because it's a long list. But during the course of this session, this is what I want to offer everybody. I hope I don't cry. This is from Benny Glassman, Gate of Sweet Nectar. I think I mentioned it yesterday. I don't remember in what context, but then I sent it to... Oh, it was the exchange between Doug and Carolyn. That's why I emailed them. But anyway, it goes like this. Bernie Glassman and Tetsugen rewarded Maizumi Roshi's gift of sweet nectar in that lineage. And it's for Zen Peacemaker Order. calling out to hungry hearts everywhere through endless time. You who wonder, you who thirst, I offer you this body mind. Calling out to hungry spirits everywhere through endless time. Calling out to hungry hearts, all the lost. And left behind. Gather around and share this meal, your joy and your sorrow. I will make it mine. I make them mine.
Thank you all for the opportunity to sit. I thank all the organizers of the retreat and all the teachers. I especially liked all Dharma talks and all the questions also that came from the Sangha. That was very useful. For me, as I said, like even though we're talking about joy, still. For me, it was the session was like, okay, dealing with pain and sitting through the pain and learning how to do that. I'm sure that has its utility and will be useful. I also particularly found like the last sitting in the day on every day, almost like there's a lot of energy in that sitting. I'm not sure why. I've felt this even before at Jikoji. I think that's all I have to share here. Thank you.
I had the idea, I think it was while I was sitting or while Mado was talking, like, I don't want to let go of these people. And I was hoping maybe there would be a way that we could gather again. Everyone that I know and everyone that I'm just meeting. It's been, now I'll start to cry, so I'm not going to say too much more, but it's been necessary. It's been necessary for me to be with you all. And it's been wonderful. And, you know, it's a shame I often are wishing for the end of it. But now that it's ending, it's bittersweet. But thank you.
I guess I just want to say I was telling Doug last night that I've been around Zen for well, some years, but this is my first 7-day sesshin, and I do feel like such a novice, and I'm so grateful for all your understanding and experience and all the speakers and Doug and just everybody. I feel so lucky to have done this, to have been with you. And I appreciate it. And I'd like to do this again. So thank you so much.
Maybe we should have a Sutra of the Month club.
Yeah, we'll do this again. It's successful. It's really fun to collaborate with so many, and it's quite rich. So we'll do it again somehow.
Hi. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's got your hands all over it, Doug. It's definitely, you're such a high energy guy. This just, you know, it's really good. I enjoyed it. I don't understand a lot of it. I don't understand a lot of things, but that's okay. You know, and I've seen a lot of you around the speakers, but you know, I think you've spoken to other Sashins. I've been at Jokoji. I wish you could do it in person, you know. And Kaveh, thank you for that wonderful poem. You always speak from the heart. That was wonderful. You always touch me. everybody touches me in some way or another. It's good to see you, Kathy. I'm a bit overwhelmed. I mean, I didn't get to sit as much as I want. I'm at home, you know. It's not the same, but you do what you do. I'm going to start sitting outside, I think. I like that when you were on the porch. I used to sit when I lived by the ocean. That was the best. I could sit for hours. I learned a lot. I thank everyone for putting it on, all the people at Jokoji, where my heart lives. So hopefully I'll come back and see you all someday. I got vaccinated. You know, I did the vaccine, so hopefully I didn't get the placebo, the Moderna one. So when I get the chance. All right. Love you all. Take care.
I just want to say how much admiration that I have for all these people who have, you know, it's kind of one thing for people that are here and as speakers and we have that kind of community, but all the people that came, you know, like you, Michael, and Mahesh, and John, who I may not have met, John Persh, and Kathy, and Tom, and now Rain, and Emmy. I mean, Emmy's here. And so those of us that are here, you know, like, it is so much easier, Michael. And it's, you know, that sense of community, which even here, it wasn't the same because we didn't have any kind of Orioki, which, you know, as you know, is such a major part of things. And, but the thing I wanted to say was, number one, that I admire all of this practice that, you know, all of you that came for this practice and showed up in this way from your homes. And the second thing I wanted to say is that this is a time of incredible anxiety and suffering in our local areas, you know, wherever we are. And it is just phenomenal. You know, people put on a good face and, you know, try to maintain, as we say, but people are just feeling so despondent, at least around the ones that I know of. And so I hope that this session, you know, has given us kind of a renewed energy to, well, courage is one of the things, you know, that we talked about, you know, to get courage and reinforcement to continue on even when we're feeling these, I know for me living in Aromas, I sometimes just feel this wave of just loneliness and sadness. And, you know, I'm a social person too. And it's like, oh my gosh, multiply that times the millions of people, but all the people in our own orbits. So anyway, I know that we all will. And that's a, that alone makes a lot of the pain worthwhile, to answer Mahesh's point about that. If that is the result of it, you know, if that kind of skillfulness comes about. Lastly, I just wanted to say, I don't know how Jikoji is surviving financially. And I hope that there is, I hope that those that can will consider as if you had come to the session and do everything possible to support. This is a jewel. It's a really rare jewel. You know, there's not a lot of places like this. You know, somebody talked about that Goldilocks thing of not too formal, you know, you could say for a temple, not too loose, but just beautiful, beautiful caretaking and making this a better world for all of us. So anyway, and of course, thank you all for supporting my own practice as well as kind of we all do, all of us here. So thank you.
Taizan, I want to thank you also for your exemplary practice period that you led. And it just sounded like quite an amazing a practice period you had with some good speakers, and you gave good talks. So thank you for holding that seat and leading that whole thing on your own. I really appreciate it.
Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to, since Carolyn and Paul are here, Angie's disciples, and someone mentioned, I think Chuck mentioned Covencino, and the feeling that he, you know, all of you, you know, you, Mike, all the teachers here, I feel the same way. I feel the same way. You know, I'm a vagabond. I've been around, you know, not, it's not so good maybe, but I've been around them. There's a very warm feeling and open feeling in Jikoji and my own teacher, Angie Bosibon. And her disciples. So I just wanted to put that out there. Angie's here in spirit, even if she's not here.
That's good. I do have a few words to say about joy. It's certainly been a great joy to see you and to be seen, as the Bushmen say. And we here at Jikoji see you, and that's great. We see you reflecting as one of those moving diamonds on Indra's net. We see the many reflections that's come through throughout this whole week. It's been a great joy to me to see so many wonderful teachers really enthusiastically participating in this week, and to see, to come to know each of you a bit better, and also to see you interacting with each other and sharing your views with each other. It's been quite helpful to me. It's a joy to work with Doug on such a rewarding effort as this. And it's a joy to see not only your reflections as your node in Indra's net, but also from the position that I'm in to see your mess on the floor. That's a part of it. If not that, then not you. Because that, then you. And it's all a joy, believe me. I wanted to share a little bit of the latest with Angie, with my teacher, Angie. I'm able to talk with her fairly frequently. And I don't know how many of you know, but a week ago Wednesday, she had another fall at her home, and she injured some of her ribs. And when I talked to her, we had to schedule a phone appointment, but she was just about to leave to go to the hospital. And then I was able to communicate with her this week. And she said that she had a short sojourn in the hospital, which she did not enjoy. but she was back home and feeling okay, but still had some more tests to undergo to try to determine what had really happened and then what follow-up care she would need. So she's at home now and coping, but she's always in my thoughts, and I know she's always in the thoughts of many of you. She is a jewel, truly, and a great joy. And just to finish on a little bit lighter note, Mado, we do have the refrigerators here, several bottles of bubbly champagne, which we'll probably open tomorrow afternoon. And I don't know that we'll get drunk, but we'll probably get a little tipsy and just blow off some steam from this week. So don't worry about us. Thank you all.
That's a comforting thought. While I'm unmuted, maybe I can share two short things. I'm looking at my teacher, who's now named Michael Newhall, but is really AKA Jero Rees. And he has taught me about what is often inscribed on the entrance to the tea hut. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jero, it's Ichigo Ichie. For this one moment in time, this one meeting, this one moment in time, this one meeting, how precious that we have this moment. And the other thing that occurred to me was this line from Milton, which is, I believe it goes, "They also serve who only stand and wait. They also serve who only stand and wait." So my sense is, when we talk so much about being active and being activists and doing things in the world, that I don't underestimate what we're doing here. We also serve who sit, who sit and practice. We have a very, very important role in our society. Don't underestimate it. And here we are doing the work, of sitting and holding that space for everyone. Thank you.
This is very brief. If I could also bring in the other side, when I was ordained, my very good friend Glenna from way back, and Balin, especially Balin's very good friend, gave me a present, and I didn't want to open it, and you know, right then I didn't get it until I got to the car. So we stopped our car at a park, and I forget all these places, Felton, somewhere there, Boulder Creek, and I looked at the scroll, and it was just amazing to have it. I didn't know what it said, but she had put the words, she'd written the words down as Copen told her, the words. And when I got home, I looked up the words, and it came from a story, Cohen. But what it says on there is, every place is the practice place.
Yes, Jen.
I'd just like to say thank you for the opportunity to be able to serve and be in the kitchen. I think what Mado said today about, you know, at the end of Sashin, how you're kind of exhausted, and it's a good kind of exhausted because, in a way we're giving everything that we can, even when we're just sitting or walking or breathing or chopping onions. And thank you, Doug, for having the flexibility where we could modify Orioki this time. I was thinking a couple days ago about how Copen had the courage to stop using the stick on people because he felt that it was, you know, not fair or cruel. And I feel like changing this form to make it safe is kind of in the same thing. You know, we're changing a really big part of Rohatsu, but at the same time, for the greater good. And just thank you for that opportunity.
I also want to, one of the projects that culminated in this practice period And with this sesshin is this scroll that Taizan, Mark, and Jiro and Emmy really spearheaded with the golden timeline from Buddha to now. And I think we showed this a little earlier. We're gonna take a picture and it's gonna be on our website to point out that the following weekend, we actually have a calligraphy workshop. Jiro is gonna lead a Zoom calligraphy workshop from here. So thank you, Taizan. Thank you, Jiro. Thank you, Emmy. Thank you, John, for this. And Michael too, I think there are some lots of interesting things. So just very precious to have this from this whole practice period to now in this time. Thank you all. Well, maybe we have enough thank yous. Is there anyone else that would like to say a word or two?
I'd just like to let you know that my dog, who some of you may have seen sitting with me outside, is now a Pavlovian response to the bell, and he goes to his abaton and lies down. So thank you so much for that.
Zen dog.
Zen dog.
My dog, when he was dying, he came to my zabuton. He didn't die on my zabuton, but he kind of like, this was his comfortable spot. And his spit and everything is on it. It's been 2 years, but I don't have the heart to clean it up. I'm also making adjustments. You know, I'll never clean up that zabuton. Attachment.
Mark? Taizan?
Yes.
Your hands were in gassho. Did you want to say something?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just overwhelmed.
Well, we can't go party yet. There's still more work to do. Much good work to do. So we'll go back to that and do the closing gatha. May our intentions equally extend to every being and place with the true merit of Buddha's way. Beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. Dharma gates are boundless. I vow to enter them. The Buddha's way is unsurpassable. I vow to become it.